Afternoon, everybody. Everybody doing good? All right. Week one, Jets, well coached by Bobby April. Going into game one, there's always, in our world, some certain unknowns from the other team just because rosters are always changing and it's always fluid. So just looking at matchups can sometimes be unpredictable. So we're just going to worry about the Cleveland Browns and just try to do what we do and execute the game plan and put ourselves and hopefully in good positions to help the team win. So with that, I'll take any questions.
How did Coons win the job?
Really close. It was neck and neck, but just in the end, we just felt a little bit better about Travis and that's why we decided to go with him. Well, they both did exceptionally well, and honestly, when you looked at their charts, it's statistically very, very close. I think maybe one guy missed one more than the other. That was it. But just felt with a little bit of the consistency of ball flight and those type of things, and Travis did a nice job kicking off also. That's just we felt like we're going to go with him. Well, I think Andy has a big leg for us. I mean, he's shown that in the preseason. He's obviously shown that he does a nice job putting the ball inside the 20 or inside the 10. So I think that's going to be a big thing for us to be able to flip the field position in those areas. Andy does kick it. He kicks it far. We're going to have to do a good job covering, but he also gives us enough hang for our guys to get down there. So we got to accentuate his positives and make plays for him. Well, I don't think it hurts him, and it doesn't hurt me. My confidence is never, I've never wavered on him, to be honest with you. And like I said, there was another great returner that I've had the pleasure of working with in Hester, that there was a time that people thought that he couldn't return anymore either. But he's worked hard at his craft, Travis has, and he's doing it right now. And I think that it's showing up for him. I mean, obviously we want to accentuate those positives, what he did in the Tampa game. And hopefully, you know, those things, it happens for us in the New York game also. But it'll be about opportunities. And when he gets those opportunities, taking advantage of them. But I'm excited to watch him play on Sunday afternoon. Well, it's still up in the air a little bit right now, but I think we have a good plan going forward, but we'll see how that unveils.
Is it any issue that Marlon missed? I don't know if he missed all the preseason, but a bunch of it, and Duke missed a ton of the preseason too.
Well, I mean, you wish they would get live reps at it, but Marlon has a lot of experience. I mean, and Duke, you know, even though he hasn't returned any kicks in the preseason. When he was playing, I mean, he's touching the ball each and every day in traffic and those type of things. So I feel comfortable with that. I mean, it's a running back. That's what they do, protect the ball and get hit. So I feel comfortable there.